The captains across the way from East Caeta all set up at the fieldhouse door. And Coach Randy McPherson has come out now. He'll slowly come down the hill, wanting to get out of the way, I'm sure, of those Vikings as they charge out. Turn this over to...
Dale, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And let's turn this over to Marty.
Sportsmanship is important. You're expected to lead by example by being captain tonight. The coin. Is there tails over here? That's him. What's your call? He calls tails. If I drop it, we're flipping again. The call is tails. He won the toss. The burn and choice of the second half.
Lounge has won the toss.
All right, what's going on? Put your back down there, gentlemen. All right, first half, East Caeta will receive. Lounge has the second half chore.
And we thank you, Marty. That worked out real, real good, buddy. Good job.
And as you heard, the Vikings have won the toss, and they have elected. Coach Randy McPherson wants his defense on the field to begin the game.
And maybe just to see how it is, we'd like to say thank you, Crystal River Seafood, for all you do for Lounge High Sports, all of the Viking voice, and feeding us every week and putting up with us. Thank you, Rick and Miss Brenda, and all them ladies up there in New York.
We glad you listening.
And we glad you called your mom and them. And, you know, you ever get down here, we show you how to put...
All right. The officials from Middle Georgia out on the Viking head in the middle of the field. Between the Vikings of Lowndes High School and the Indians of East Caeta.
And East Caeta taking a prayer. Vikings did that in their locker room.
And play a little football here tonight.
It is. I'm looking down along the sidelines, looking.
All right, gentlemen, what time is it?
It's hang time.
Guys, I was going to add, of course, I'm not a big guy, but I just went out there for the coin toss, as y'all know.
Yeah, number one's a little guy, though, isn't he?
Number one's a little guy, but that lineman that was standing there beside him was, I was coming up to about his waist.
Yeah, that's 66, a big tall boy, wasn't it?
He is a big fella.
All right.
You hear that horn in the background. That sounds, that's the Solomon set to kick off. Ball on the near hash mark.
Well, the crowd, West, is in the ball game here early. Telvin Smith, Stanley, all bringing the crowd to their feet, along with Josh Clemens, Ken Durden.
They send back Penner and number 13, Austin Ingram, back deep to receive. There's the whistle, and we're fixing to start the second season as soon as old Hank. He checks everybody, comes down. There it is, high end over end kick. And Finner takes 15 as a hole at the 20, and we run him out of bounds at the 24-yard line.
Telvin Smith just knocked him out of bounds at about the 23. Like he had a little gap right there as he was coming up the left side. But Jed Solomon did a great job putting the ball right down into the corner, the direction he was going to come out of, and Telvin Smith there to fill the gap.
All righty, Bill, starting defensively, number 16, Riyad Moore on the floor. Number 73, Ed Christian. There in the shotgun, there's a snap. Ingram overlays across the 25, fights his way up to about the 26, 27-yard line.
It was a direct snap to Tay Willis in a Wildcat four, and they do pick up about 4 yards on the run. Actually, five. Quarterback now, we'll check in. That's number three.
That's number five. Send two receivers far side. Ingram in the shotgun. Got a man in it, takes a snap, drops straight back, looks, being chased, starts to run, and we sack him back at the 19-yard line.
The sack, but I tell you, who pushed him in there was number 33, James Mathis. James able to push him over to the left, and he pushed him right into the arms of Oakland.
That's a 10-yard loss. Goes from second and about four now, all the way back to third and four, well, second from second and five to third.
Ed Christian now checked out. We go to a four-man front.
Two receivers, one receiver from far side, one in the slot. Ingram again, there comes a rush, pass out to Tay Willis. Looks past one man, two, still on his feet. We'll tackle him as he crosses the 20 and gets up to the 25. He'll pick and nine from the 25-yard line.
Again, Michael Copeland on the tackle. A little bubble screen out there to number one, Tay Willis. Pulled.
Corey Franklin and Troy Braswell standing back at our 45. And it looks to be Josh Penn standing at the 10. There's a snap. He gets the ball high end over end kick.
Peter.
At the 50, rolls back to the 45, and they down it at their own 49. That's where we'll take over.
Just over maybe a 20 or 21-yard punt, Wes. And the Vikings side of the field at the 45-yard line.
All righty, coming out the gunslinger, Cole Parker. He's got Troy Bradbull standing just inside the 50. Aaron Winston goes to the far side in man coverage. They're in a four-man front, three linebackers. They hit Franklin in motion, and they give it to Franklin around the left side. Gets a block by Anderson, cuts inside, still on his feet. He'll pick up 1, 2, 3 yards as he gets down to about...
Kari Franklin, the hole closed up pretty well. Good blocks over there on the left side. Again, Kari Franklin and Troy Braswell, they're behind the big offensive lineman, Lane Grant. Lane was pinched down on that last play and not able to get a hole for him.
Second and eight, the ball. Larson comes near side. Braswell wing back at the far side, tied into the far side. Now Braswell in motion. Pitch out to Braswell. Across the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Two offensive touches and a touchdown for the Vikings. 9:01 here in the first quarter, and the Vikings draw first blood as Jed Solomon and Jack Dalton check into the Viking lineup.
Yep, they do. They slide a man out there. Now they come back over. Order called back. Waiting on. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. And it's good.
Whoa. Close.
Barely, but it's good. First period. It's our Vikings 7. East Caeda nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Yeah.
Back in Martin Stadium, Jed Solomon set to kick off. Our ball took it 43 yards to make it 7-0. Back deep is Finner and Ingram.
Just got an early score, 7-0.
High kick. And Finner takes it at the 2, comes near side across the 5, the 10, the 15. He's running out of bounds as he crosses the 30. And
good run. You want to try that name? Finner. I'll just go with his last name. All right. East Caeda takes over on offense at the 35-yard line.
All righty, that was a 33. Splits his receivers, one near side, one far side. Willis in the backfield gives it to Willis around the right side. We string him out, tries to cut back. Oh, Bill, he's got no place to go. Yards on the carry.
That was Josh Clemens and Telvin, the Terminator, that put him down. Now, I saw something, a little move there from Tay Willis there and almost escaped. It was great pursuit by the defense of the Vikings.
Kenneth Durden checks in. Jamarcus Young and fullback. They bring Jaron Fowler to our side, put a man in his far side. No tight end. Drops straight back. Ingram looking. Throws out.
Tip.
And the ball's in the air, and I didn't see who tipped it, Bill.
If the ball was tipped.
It was Riyad Moore, guys. He got his
big
ball up there. That's several blocks for he and Brian Moore this year. They've had after the other all year long.
Riyad Moore and Brian Moore, the Mash Brothers. M&M, the Mash Brothers.
There we go.
Ball on the far hash mark. Bill, that's now going to about 14. Again, they bring a receiver near side. That's Jamarcus Young, one man far side, tied into our side. We just
moved off the side.
Question is, did we break the plane?
Let's see. The little conference there at the middle of the fight. We had somebody in the middle move, but I think that number 80 jumped first.
Dead ball encroachment.
Nope. It so will be offside.
That'll make it 9. That'll move the ball out to the 36-yard line. 8:11 to go first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0.
Here comes the other M of the map. Moore checks in.
Ball on the far hash mark. East Caeda going from right to left on your radio dial. They bring Jamarcus side, tied into our side. Takes a snap, gives it to Trey Willis. He's trying to string it out, looking, trying to get away from somebody. We catch him and pull him down. Geraldo Order had him.
I don't think it was face mask. Now, it might have been a horse collar type thing, but it was not face mask. Either way,
it's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
I'm afraid so.
And an automatic first down. But well, we strung him out pretty good. He was showing he's got good speed.
There, I tell you what,
no flag. They wave it off.
I thought the same thing. I did not think he got a face mask, he got the back of the, if anything, it might have been a horse call.
Bill, you're right, and the officials got together. One of them had the better view from the back, and he overruled it in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
Nelson James, the punter, back on the 20-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Our guy standing back about the 40 at the Braswell. And that ball, high kick.
Short, but high.
Franklin calls for a fair catch. Let it hit. It bounces across the 45, the 40, and it'll roll down the 8-yard line, or 37. That's where we'll take over first and 10.
Torrey had called a fair catch, stepped up, realized he was covered off. Great heads-up play by Corey Franklin to back away from that punt.
And they mark it down on our 38. Vikings will take over second possession of the leading 7-0. Aaron Winston, wide out on our side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right. Goes under center. They're in a four-man front. Three linebackers. Braswell in motion. Pitches out to, again, Braswell. He cuts around. He's across the 40. Cuts back inside the 45.
Fumble, fumble.
And the ball's on them. Came out. Or are they going to say he was down? Which one is it?
No, it was a fumble.
And they do. We fumble the ball, turn it over, and they recover at our 47.
That same play that Troy Braswell scored on the time before. As he went through, the defender was behind him, reached his hand through, and pushed the ball out from the back. It's a pressure. I tell you what, you have got to get that pressure on the football.
You sure do.
Viking defense back onto the field very quickly now.
Here comes.
Vikings lead 7-0 here, 7:45 left in the first quarter.
They bring K.J. Hill near side, in the I formation. They give it to Willis off the right side. Got a hole. Squirt still on his feet. Good move as he crosses the 40 all the way down to the 35, Bill. That's a first down for East Kaieda.
The little guy can run on the inside. I tell you, he did a phenomenal job just weaving his way through for that. The last person really that had a chance at him rode him down and got him down after a 12-yard gain.
Bill, I'm going to let you know that touchdown, Valdosta's Malcolm Mitchell returned the kick 92 yards for a touchdown.
So 7-7.
7-7.
Great
all
job.
Right. And Camden leads Newton 14,
I think.
14.
22-6 now.
All righty. Ingram goes under center, drops back looking to pass, throws ball way up, and he was trying to get the ball to K.J. Hill, but Durden had him covered on the inside, so it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 35.
Yeah, not a very – the receiver wanted it on the outside shoulder. The quarterback threw it onto the inside shoulder.
Ball on the near hash mark.
Durden actually had the better position on that ball if he could have gotten a break on it.
Young goes far side. Hill comes near side, the far side of the field. Drops back again, gives it to Willis around the right side. We string him out. Cuts inside behind a big offensive lineman as he gets down to the 30-yard line.
Picks up.
It'll be 3rd and 5 from our 30 with 7:05 to go here.
Again, nothing real fancy from Tay Willis. He just picks and weaves his way through the middle of the line. Vikings doing a very good job just to stay on a hard run. We've been able to contain him a little bit.
Offset eye. Tight end to our side. Splits his receivers. We're in a five-man front. Drops, looks for the screen. We're chasing him. Gets away from one man. Throws downfield, and
the ball is
incomplete at the 21-yard line.
Yeah, even if he
was under a lot of pressure from Ed Christensen and Michael Copeland. That will make it 4th and 5.
Let's see if they go for it here. I don't know about what their field goal position is. Their kicker,
well,
I'm thinking they're
Eagle goals.
All right, Vikings, let's get to your feet.
And he's had four from 30 or more. His longest has been 37. All righty, the lone back. Two tied, double tied in. There's a snap, drops back, looks, throws out. And he has a first down, Bill, at the 24-yard line.
That pass complete. That was to number 5,
Jamarcus Young. And it was just a real fire as Young went down and did a little button hook right in front of our defensive back.
They needed 5, they got 6, and it's 1st down and 10. Now, Vikings still lead 7-0, but the Indians are threatening right here.
Young comes near side, Hill far side, tied into our side. They're in the I formation. Takes a snap, gives it to Willis over the left side. He cuts back inside, runs into one Viking. We won't let go. That's number 16, Riyad Moore. Brothers rides him down at the 23.
Good tackle by Riyad Moore, because I tell you, that is what we've got to have, is technique tackling right here tonight of the talent of Tay Willis.
He did not try to grab him and sling him down. He put them arms around him, wrapped him up, and said, if you're going to run, you're going to run.
Bring up 2nd down and 9.
Inside 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ball on the near hash mark. Hill goes to the far side, Young to the near side, into our side. Five-man front. We shift to the wide side of the field. They give it. Ingram keeps the ball on the quarterback keeper as he crosses the 20-yard line. Bill, it should be third and two from there.
He's at the 16-yard line. Yeah, will be third and two. Chris Curry able to. And that'll bring up third down.
They bring in Angelo Santiago, the blocking.
All right, Viking fans, it's time to get to your feet. We need to be behind these Vikings tonight.
They go two tight ends. We're showing a six-man front. And he looks to pass, throws the ball out in the flat. And that was Darqueen Boyd.
Yeah, Telvin Smith had coverage on him. The scary thing, went out into the right flat, and nobody had covered him. I think had the quarterback seen him, he had a completion out there.
Fourth and about three. Yes, Marty. I thought Marty had something there.
We are going to have a field goal attempt here. Number 48, their kicker. Mickey Ziedler.
Yep. His longest is 37.
This will be
34 or 30.
Low snap. The crossbar and bounces
and
in front.
No good. And that was a 30. Bill set it down on the 24. That was a 34-yard attempt. Just to change it over. 34-yard attempt, and his longest has been 37.
And the Vikings dodge a bullet after a turnover. Braswell, we ran a play that we had scored on just the series before, and the defender came up behind Troy's King defense, stood tall, bent a little bit, but didn't break.
4:49 to go first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. We take over on our 20-yard line. Franklin in motion around the left side, got good block out there, cuts inside. There's a flag, and we're going to have a hold at the 20-yard line.
Most likely from where that flag.
Bill, I guess the Cats miss a field goal, and Noonan leads it 7-6. It's not 7-7.
Oh, okay, 7-6.
Six. And let's see what they'll do. Should be a should only be about a 5-yard penalty. I may be wrong. Back to the 15. So it'll be first and 15 from the 15.
There was some conversation because Corey had only picked up a couple yards. Whether they wanted to take a penalty.
All righty, Paul Johnson comes out to our side, tied into our side. In motion. And he gives it Anderson up the middle, and Anderson gets about a yard, if two.
Well, I tell you, we talked to Coach McPherson this week, and Paul Anderson was last week. He really felt like this is a team that was going to stuff up the middle. We'll try it, but I think he believes this team really, we're going to have to get it. We haven't seen a pass here tonight.
We haven't. Aaron Winston brings the ball in. It'll be second and 13, the ball at the 17-yard line. Comes near side. Franklin wing back on our side. Tight end to our side. And they're in a four-man front. And on the counter play goes to Franklin. And he's still on his feet as he gets close to the 20-yard line, Bill. It'll be third and probably about third. And then just as quickly as it opened, it closed.
Well, I think this is a little bit of the rust coming off here. This is Kari Franklin missing last week. He got in behind Hale, and by then the defenders were able to get in on him and make the tackle. I think we get that thing kind of run.
3:30 to go here, first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0, and the number 25, Josh Clemens Parker, under center. Got a man in motion. Looks, throws that to Clemens. There's a pass. Oh, he gets good block. Bull Anderson put a block on at number 13, Ingram, the quarterback, but he was able to slide off of that. And as Clemens went by,
along with Jared Fowler, they were able to make a tackle. That play was so successful for us last week, and just not able to get past that.
Ingram back deep to receive for East Caeda. Aaron Winston standing on our 19, first time we've punted tonight.
Jack Dalton.
There's a snap. Nice high punt. Hits at the 45. The 40, we watch it roll down, Bill, to the 31-yard line.
Good punt by Aaron Winston, and that'll flip the field for us. Stacy Wright will check in on the defensive line for the Vikings. That'll give Ed Christian a break.
First period, Vikings lead it 7-0. Mind everybody, the Lions High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 7 o'clock. Near side, Young goes far side. They're back in the high formation with a tight end to their side of the field. And they give it to the fullback right up the middle. And he started at the 30. Well, the line of scrimmage was a 32. But when you see what it met him back at the 30-yard line.
No Ed Christian out there.
No Ed.
No, Deion Crenshaw.
Crenshaw. Wait a minute. Our folks are, the ball is spotted at the 35. There's a snap, drops back, looks, throws out, catch made by number 7. Hill still on his feet as he crosses the 40 up to the...
They're doing the little bubble screen as well. They've been successful now on another first down.
Bill, I thought we had a 2-yard loss on that, not a 3-yard gain.
I felt the same way. They were just not sure what happened out there.
Looking down here at the man who does the filming, and he's shaking his head too.
Anyway, first down and 10 at their own 45.
Splits his receivers. Tied into our side. Ingram goes under center in the I formation. Gives it to Willis around the left side. He gets hit down right there, and the first man that got to him, Bill.
Riyad Moore.
Looks like number 16, Mr. Riyad.
And Riyad has done a phenomenal job, and he's wrapping up, and he actually is jumping on the guy's back. He figures if you're going to go, you got to carry me with you.
And at 165 pounds, don't think you can. Austin Ingram brings the play in from the sidelines. It's second and 10, the ball at the 45. The I formation, tied into our side of the field. Five-man front for the Vikings. There's a snap, gives it to the tailback right up the middle. Oh, Bill looks to run into Deion Crenshaw at the line of scrimmage.
That'll get this crowd fired up. Deion Crenshaw, and I mean, what a hit.
It'll be third and 10. Inside, 35 seconds to go here in the first period. Hill, Young comes near side. Hill goes far side. Fullback Cody Davis turns around and says something to Willis. Drops back. Ingram looking to pass. Way downfield, trying to throw.
He's
at
up.
The 20.
He's up.
He's at the 25, the 30. The 35, the 40.
Put the ball away.
Comes
Ken.
To
put
our
the
side.
Ball away.
Crosses the 45.
Always concerned with a defensive back. When they make that interception and they're running out there with that ball out there like a loaf of bread, get the turnover. 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. And they get a turnover, and they'll be back out.
Back to their 47-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Parker goes under center. Got a man in motion. Gives it to Braswell around the right side. Tries to cut back down at the 48-yard line, and that's the end of the first quarter. With our Vikings 7, East Caeta nothing. Let's take a 60-second break. Kicks country. Back at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. It is 2nd and 6, the ball at East Caeta for the second quarter. Parker goes under center with a tight end to the far side. Man in motion, that's Franklin. Pitches out to Franklin around the left side. Look at the wall of blocking out here. Gets down to the 40, and they're going to call holding.
Either Corey or Paul Johnson out here were the only two out here, the Vikings. As we start the second quarter, Vikings do lead 7-0 here and had a great run there for a first penalty against the Vikings. It was 2nd and 5, and it'll be a 10-yard mark off from the spot, which put us back right about 2nd down and 10.
Yep. Well, actually 2nd and 9, Bill.
Yep.
Aaron Winston comes in, ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left on your radio dial, headed toward that north end zone. We are a north-south field. Winston comes to our sideline. Our sideline. Franklin right off his hip. They're in a 4-man front. 3 linebackers. Braswell in motion. And we give
bull.
It to Alton. To the bull up to Alton. The 45, the 40, runs into a Viking who was trying to block an East Caeta man. And he goes down at their 39, a first down.
Great run by the bull. Found that hole this time right up the middle. And that was Justin Browning.
Johnson comes our side again. Riyad Moore lines up. Brian Moore lines up as a tight end. Franklin right on. Franklin in motion towards us. Yet again to, oh, the bull right up the middle. The bull busts up to the 35-yard line, picks up 4 yards on the carry. Just underway here in the second period, Vikings leading 7-0.
Again, another good run by the bull. Nothing real fancy. We're just going right up the middle of the field.
Josh Clemens brings the play in. Last score we had was Noonan 7, Valdosta 6, Camden 20, all in the first period. Valdosta returned a kickoff, 92 yards. Parker goes under center. Motion. Braswell around the right side. Oh, consists by one man, two still on his feet. They got him by the back of the jersey and they haul him down, but not before he crosses at the 13.
Another great run by Troy Braswell, but a good tackle nonetheless by number 23, Jared Fowler, not able to make the tackle.
They're grabbing his jersey. He just pulls away from them. First and 10, Vikings at the East Caeta. Third side, ball almost in the middle of the field. 10:30 mark here in the first half. Tight end to our side. Parker takes it to the Bull. Oh, he runs into one man, and the guy does all he can do, and he grabs Bull. He grabs Bull by the ankles and just holds on.
There's nothing there. And he met a wall as he went through the men. They're going to give him about a yard gain, though, Wes.
Second and nine. Paul Johnson checks in.
10:05 in the first half here. Vikings lead 7-0, and they threaten here at the 12-yard line.
They shift over, and we go in motion. And did we have two men in motion?
I don't know. You saw the defense jumped in.
Yep, we did. So instead of second and nine, it's going to be second and 14. We've got to get to the three for first down. 9:54 to go, first half. Vikings lead it 7-0.
Early here in the first half, we've had some penalties. A lot of rust, it seems like, and it shouldn't be this late in the season with this team.
All righty, Bull at the fullback. Five-man front for East Cayeta. Parker drops back looking. Throws out in the flats. Oh, just off the hands of Brian Moore.
Went right through Brian Moore's hands. Good throw. It was right over the defender, right into the outstretched hands of Brian Moore. Brian just not able to clasp the hands.
Third and 14 now. Coaches sending Aaron Winston in. Kenneth, as does Josh Clemens. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with 9:36 to go.
Twin right wide receivers, let's see.
To our side. Now there's a whistle.
And somebody's calling timeout.
Timeout Vikings, 7-0 with 9:36 to go in the half. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers, 9:36 to go here in the first half. The third and 14. Brian Moore just let one slip through his fingers.
It was short of the first down, but it would have put us up somewhere around the 10-yard line. You never know. If he makes the catch on his feet.
Again, we got Kenneth Durden and Aaron Winston come near side. Tucker goes under center. Takes the snap. Looking, surveying the field. There's a gunslinger. Throws toward the end zone and knocked it. Defensive play, Bill, by number
23 again, Fowler. Good throw, nonetheless. Cole on a line, but Fowler did a phenomenal job defensively. Stepped right in front of Ken Durden, knocked the ball away. If Ken was able to get a step or two, a separate completion and a touchdown, James Solomon will check in now for a field goal attempt.
He'll attempt a 34-yard field goal. They're looking to hold.
Jets looking to the side. Where's my holder?
And right dead on. Their kicker missed one. And it's good. And with 9:26 to go here in the first half, hang time. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Vikings lead 10-0 as we get ready to kick off in the first half. Solomon, 34-yard field goal. Back deep is Fowler and Tay Willis. High end over end kick into the corner. Willis will take it at the six on his feet, Bill, and they run. I thought that was Tay Willis.
Spinner.
Okay. It looked like.
I thought they had shifted him over, too, but Spinner did field the kick. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Indians at the 21-yard line. So, again, Solomon does his job, keeps us down at the 20 or just about there. Here comes the offense of the Indians.
Near side, I formation, tied into our side. We're in a five-man front, playing straight up. Ingram pitches to Willis coming around. Tries to cut. We hit him still on his feet as he crosses the 25. And I tell you what, he ran a – we thought we had him trimmed. I thought we had him trapped.
Yeah, and one thing I've seen with Willis so far, he's very patient. He sees the smallest crease and then explodes through.
6 yards on the carry. It'd be second and four. The ball out at the 27-yard line. Here comes Kaeda, tied into their side. We shift over to the wide side of the field. They're still in the I formation. Again to Willis off the left side behind that offensive line. And he's close up to the 31, Bill.
They're going
to
be – he's probably half the foot length of the football short from where he's spotting it.
They may measure it from there.
He's a very, very patient runner, but when he sees that hole, he definitely explodes. He's got another gear that he kicks in, and he's a great little running back.
Yeah, he's I thought that mark was about a half a football length. This may be a first down by the nose.
.826 to go here in the first half. They hit him.
It is by the nose.
He's got a football. He does have a first down. Right. We said it earlier, but we'll say it one more time. Little Miss Casey, turn birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Casey. Young comes near side, Hill far side, tied into our side, still in that I formation. Five-man front, fullback. Nope, quarterback keeps it, pulls it in, pulls it. He sticks it in, pulls it out, and tries to go around the left side. He jumps in there for about a yard, moving. They'll actually give him 2 yards on the carry. It should be second and a long eight out at the 33-yard line. 8 minutes to go. Ed Christian checks in.
That'll give James Mathis a break here.
Senior offensive line. Now they bring, they split their receivers, put a man in the slot. Ingram is in the shotgun. High snap. No, it's a man too. We had him still on his feet, Bill. We strung him out, but we had him trapped back at the 30, and he still managed to bust through and pick up four, what will be third and six from there.
Yeah, they like that Wildcat formation or Tebow formation, whatever you want to call it. And snap a little bit high, corral that in first. Maybe a good snap. He may have picked up a few more yards.
Bill checking out is number 67. Wright comes in.
Go back to a four-man line now and throw our version of the nickel formation.
They bring Hill and Young to the near side, sent in the backfield with Ingram. We're in a four-man front. There's a snap, pulls it in, pulls it out, looking to throw, throws out. Oh, the catch made.
Ken Durden, he had him on his hip, and then he played back a little bit, and as soon as he jumped backwards, the quarterback saw him, made a great pass, another first down for the Indians.
8 yard pass for a first down after the 46-yard line. 6:50 to go here, 10-0.
All the scoring, a long run by Troy Braswell and a 34-yard field goal.
They split him again, Hill near side. They send Young to the far side. We're in man coverage. Durden is on Hill in the I formation, trying to get us to jump. Pitches out to Willis. He's got a seam as he gets across the left side, across the 50, down to the 49. They're in Viking territory for the second time tonight.
Good run that time by Tay Willis. Flippers out on the left side and was able to pick up right at 5 yards.
Second and five. Brian Moore checks in and checks out. Those are the Mash Brothers, M&M.
Indians now to the line of scrimmage.
Hill to the far side, Young to the near side, I formation, tied into our side of the field. Again, Ingram gets it to the fullback, pulls it back in, still on his feet. He crosses the 30, the 40, down to the 35. We haul him down at the 30.
Able to keep it. He pulls it out of the gut of the fullback, and Vikings went with the fullback, did not go with the quarterback, and that big run is again threatened.
20-yard carry down to our 30-yard line.
Clock continues to run here in the first half.
Splits his receivers in the I formation. Ingram, again, gives it to the pole as he busts down to the 35, just running over people down to the 36-yard line, and that's Jared Fowler on the carry. Starting to get a little uneasy, buddy.
Yeah, they're starting to move the ball here. Vikings defense, that bend don't break. We're in the bend, we don't break.
Ball down to our 24-yard line. 5:05 to go. Be right at 5 minutes when the ball is Ingram under center. Takes a snap. Again, nope. Fullback keeps it. Go to the left side. And Ingram, the quarterback, will keep it as he gets down to the... Nope, this, I thought he was close to the first down. They say he's going to be about a yard short.
It's been dangerous so far.
Justin Browning checking in now. Stacy Wright coming out. Radio dial, ball in the middle of the field, third and about a yard.
Let's go, defense. Let's get those battle axes.
Hill near side, Young far side. Willis at the tail, tied into the far side. Crowd starting to come to its feet. There's a snap. They give it to Willis over the left side. He has a first down, still on his feet. Will it be first and goal, or will it be first and 10?
First and 10. He's just on the outside, almost the 11. As a matter of fact, they do mark it at the first down for the Indians.
At the 11-yard line.
James Mathis now will check back in. And let's see who checks out.
Justin Browning comes out.
All right, Vikings.
We're in man coverage. The field, that's our side. Willis to the wide side, trying to run, looking behind blockers, looking for a seam. Still on his feet, fights his way, gets away from one man, two. Touchdown.
Great little run by Tay Willis. We knew we weren't going to contain him all night long, and he gets into the end zone. Get on the board here with 3:58 left in the first half. They'll set up for their extra point. Number four set to hold is Austin Ingram.
Waiting on the snap. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 3:58 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 10, East Cayeta 7. 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty. And it's number 48, Mickey Ziegler, set to kick off. We're sending Fran.
Yeah,
Terry Stanley back deep.
We got Orta and Brad and Stanley in the up position.
At the half, Camden leads Newton 36-12 at the half.
And here, if the Vikings lead 10-7.
There is Ziegler's kick. Little pooch kick, high kick. Taken at the 18. Picks at the 25. Still on his feet. Cuts outside at the 30. The 35, the 40. Back inside. They run him down, and they pull him down, but not till he gets out to the
40. Just about the only one able to stop him. Also in on the tackle, Carl Dan, number 6. But a great return.
About a 28-yard return.
All right, Mike.
The gunslinger goes under center. They're in a four-man front. Linebacker slides out to the wide side. Now they shift over. Braswell in motion. They give it to Braswell around the right side looking for a hole. They string it out, and he gets nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage, if that.
Defense for Indians, for the Indians tonight, doing a great job containing that sweep play.
Second and 10. 3.5 minutes to go here in the half. Johnson comes near side, tied into the far side. Parker looks at the defense, goes under center, takes around the left side across the 50. He's still on his feet at the 45, fights his way for a first down. Bill, I think if they mark him down, that will be an 11-yard carry for Kari Franklin and a first down into East Cayeta territory at the 41-yard line.
Great run by Kari. As they'll open up the hole. Now let's see if we can just continue to peek pop in those holes.
Michael Miller up over the ball. They're in a four-man front. Four linebackers up tight now. Man in motion again. They give it to Anderson right up the middle. He's across to about the 36. Yep, to the 36-yard line.
About a 6-yard gain. That'll bring up.
Say second and five.
Yeah, they did mark him at the 5. Okay, so five, second and 5.
2:30 to 2:35 to go, lead it 10-7. Again, there come the Sons of Thunder. Michael Miller, Justin Christian, Kale O'Neill, tied into our side. Parker under center. He's got Braswell in motion. Fakes the pitch out. Oh! And he had Corey Franklin at the 1-yard line and just overthrew him at the 1.
Corey had one hand on it, and that's all. And he had broken loose, and it would have been 6 for the Vikings.
Be 3rd and 5. But that's got the defense.
Let's see what Coach McPherson and Dipper
do. Aaron Winston goes far side with 2:08 to go here in the half. Parker quickly drops back, throws out. Tipton, he drops it at the 30. The official says no. Could have been a first down.
Yeah, pass a little bit short by Cole Parker. Had to come back to it. Almost made a great catch, but the ball did hit the turf.
All righty, what are we going to do here?
I think you and that's what the Vikings will do. 4th and 5 at the 36-yard line.
Crowd coming to their fair side. Brian Moore tied in near side. He's got Braswell off his hip. Franklin on the far side. Bull at the 40. Cole Parker drops back looking, being chased, pulls down, starts to throw. They hit him from behind, and the ball will go over on downs as he gets tackled. A
lot of faking in that particular play, and Cole has the option. He runs out. It was good coverage by the Indians downfield. Cole not able to make a throw downfield, and he'll take the loss and it'll be a turnover. First down and 1:59 left in the first half.
At the 39-yard line. Hill to the far side, Jung to the near side. Right here. Pitch out Willis looking around.
Half back pass.
They've got Jung wide open downfield off his fingertips. Covered nicely. But Tay Willis overthrew Jamarcus Jung as he was stricken down the right side.
First time, as soon as he saw him turn out, then he heard, I'm sure, the coaches hollering, pass, pass. He made a turn, and you're right, he recovered very well.
They really caught us off guard. We got, you know, very aggressive defense, so they took advantage of it and almost got us right there. But I look for Telvin to make a play. He was
good job. Let's go, Telvin.
Jung near side, Hall far side. You're in the I formation. And again, the quarterback sticks it in the belly of the fullback, pulls out, follows the block up to the 43-yard line. Be second and give him 4 yards.
To finish that thought, Tetchman, we had the ball and was really trying to get the defense and fire him up and get them ready to get back on the field. So I look for him to make a big play right here.
Third and six. Jung near side, Hall far side, I formation, tight end to our side of the field. Ingram goes under center. Pitches out to Willis. They bring him out, hit him in the backfield, gets away from one man, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard, and it'll be fourth and five.
Let's see, we got to stop a play.
Our Vikings called timeout. We'll take timeout, and we'll take a 30-second break. There's a minute nine. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Here we go, folks. Fourth and five. The ball at the 44-yard line.
Formation, but I'm not trusting it right now.
Felton James, their punter, standing back at the 30. We've got Franklin and Braswell back deep, standing about our 25. 9 men up on the line of scrimmage for our Vikings. There's the kick. High end over and kick, and Franklin will take it at the 25. Starts back, still on his feet. He runs back to the 20. Now he's across the 40. The 45, the 50, still on his feet. Oh. They pull him down as he crosses down at the 43-yard line.
On the right side. Great block by his defenders. I mean, by the Vikings. And almost, he was a shoestring away. A
yard return. They punt it from the 44. We'll take over on their 43.
54 seconds left here in the first half. Vikings lead. Put some points on the board right here going into halftime.
They sure would. Parker, they're in a four-man front.
Twin wide receivers.
Three linebackers up close. Takes a snap. Pitches out to Franklin around the left side. He tries to cut back inside. Still on his feet. He crosses the 40, the 45.
He's close.
And he'll, I'm the line. It'll be second and one from there. And that clock is running.
Just short of a first down.
And Sons of Thunder quickly to the line of scrimmage. Parker looks. Takes a snap. Got a man in motion. Pitches out to Braswell at the 25. He's got the first down, Bill, down at the 22-yard line.
That'll stop the clock long enough to set the chains. You see the team back together. He needs the play. They need the play.
Timeout.
That should be their final timeout.
Vikings will call 21 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here.
I was looking on the scoreboard. No one has kept up with the timeouts left on the board, but that is their final. That is the
Bill, it'll be interesting to see. You got 21 seconds. Do you go ahead and try a field goal from here?
No, not with 21 seconds. I mean, I think it's safe. Something in that little out pattern out here, maybe something across into the end zone. Safe passes. You get Solomon. You're in his range here. What are we going to be, 27? So 35 to 30 right here.
Well, the thing of it is if you want to, you want to get that ball and you want to get out of bounds with the ball and stop the clock.
A little tailback pass. Of course, you know, we got Kari back there, so I wouldn't be surprised to see something a little trick here, and if it's not there, Kari can run out of bounds.
Yeah, that's the key, is they've got to be smart. They've got to know what the time is on the clock, and no matter what happens, they've got to get themselves either in the end zone or out of bounds.
Let's go under center. Braswell in motion toward their side, fakes it out, looks, drops back, looks, throws downfield. Aaron Winston, touchdown!
See you, Cole Parker.
A 23-yard touchdown pass from Cole, from the gunslinger, Cole Parker, to Aaron Winston, 10-0.
Wes, there's got to be 7,500 people in this stadium, and I got to think that everybody but one or two thought that was Winston was wide open.
Guys, he just ran a great route on that play. It was just an absolute great route.
He certainly did.
Snapped the ball back to Cole Parker. Hang time.
Hang time set to kick. Here's your score right here. Let's see if we can add one on.
And he does. The ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 16 seconds to go here in the half, it's our Vikings 17. East Caeda 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You are listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Jed Solomon set to kick off. 16 seconds to go here in the half. Cole Parker just put us back up and give us a little more breathing room with a 23-yard touchdown pass to Aaron Winston.
Jed Solomon,
and look at the way he's lining the ball up. Bill, I don't know if he's going to kick it deep this time. Checks everybody. There it is. And he squibs it on the ground. They pick it up at the 30. A feet to 35, tries to come back. No place to go. Now got a hole across the 35 all the way out, Bill, to the 50-yard line.
Colquitt leads was a halftime score, according to GA Prep Sports.
Oh, I got a whole bunch.
Kell 7-0.
All righty, he brings Young near side, sends Hill to the far side. 8 seconds to go, time for one play. Drops back, looks, lofts the ball high, out of bounds, and there's 4 seconds to go. Northside leads Chapel Hill to the Newton at the half. As you said, Colquitt leads Westlake 10-0. Camden 22, Newton 6, Clinch 27, and appreciate those scores.
See if we can get out of here. These 17-7 lead.
They're going to just to protect the ball, and they do. Ingram goes down to one knee, and that's it.
We'll stay right here. See if we
grab Coach Matt. Vikings lead at 17-7 here at the half. As Marty grabs Coach Mack as they head toward the...
Coach Mack, tough first half, but your Vikings pull out the half.
We got to go in there. Can't turn the ball over, can't jump off sides.
Coach, what do you tell you?
Play bad. We got to play harder. We're missing tackles. We're not getting... You know, we got to get up.
Good job, Coach.
All right.
All righty, Marty, we appreciate it. Vikings lead at 17-7. We are at halftime here at Martin Stadium in the first game of the Region A playoffs. We'll be right back after this.